bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, some famous Gemaras that we've been doing in regards to Rosh Hashanah. I believe we're at the first Tashema.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the beginning of the line? I think it's the beginning of the, the line, like 9 lines up or so. Tashema. Yorde Hayam. V'aniyos osim malach v'mayim rabim hema ro maaseh Hashem. V'yomer v'yamod ruch sarav atromim galav yachogu v'yanu kashikor. This is all from Tehillim. It keeps going. V'yitzaku Hashem batar lehem. Yodu v'Hashem chasto. We're skipping over some words here. Asa lehen. So that's the end of the pasuk. That those who go in ships, they do their work in a lot of water. They see the works of Hashem. And they can, I don't exactly know, but the wind comes and makes a storm, maybe. And then they cry out to Hashem, and then they thank Hashem for His kindness. So what is it talking about? Aslohem simanios. Ka'achin v'rakim sheva Torah. That He made signs. He's referring to David who made Tehillim. He made signs. Lo marlach tzaku kodem gzardin nanin. Tzaku l'acha gzardin inananin. As this is also a challenge to what we said yesterday, which is that you could potentially daven and get your gzardin ripped up if you were Betzibor, what do we say? Originally we had said, if you do tshuva, it rips up the gzardin. Then we had said, wait a second, don't we say that it only works in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? He says, yeah, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but Yachid, but by Betzibor, it can work even afterwards. So we're going to say the same thing here, that, wait a second, doesn't it say you can't, from this brisa that David HaMelech was telling them, that as long as, I guess figuratively with this metaphor of the sea, as long as the Gzardin hasn't come yet, so then you'll be answered. But if the Gzardin already came, so then you can't be answered. So Gemara says, no, Hani Nami, Yechid in Damu. The people that go into the sea are considered like individuals because they don't have a shoal on the, I guess they didn't know about the cruises nowadays, the kosher cruises, but you know, typically, if you're going out to sea, you're going as an individual, not as part of a big group that has the ability to be a tzibur, in the general sense.
So once you're part of the tzibur, that can affect only a decree collectively affecting the tzibur, or that
no, even an individual one.
Individual one.
Yeah, that's sort of what, well, the Gemara didn't explicitly say that, but that's the assumption of the Gemara earlier, that as an individual, we don't have the power to get rid of a Gzardin unless it's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But even after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have the power to destroy a decree, even afterwards, if we're in a tzibur. Okay, Tashema, Shala Bloria Hagioras, that's Rabbi Gamliel. Anything special about her? She was a queen. She apparently,
wealthy Roman matron who converted to Judaism during the Second Temple.
Along with Avadja. Avadja was also a ger. Okay. I had a conversion candidate that chose the name Avadja because he was a convert. Something like that. Anyways, so I want to say yes. I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, I tried to catch up with him recently. He didn't answer my call. I don't know how he's doing. But he and his wife both went through. Yeah, she picked Miriam. Not a bad choice. Not the same theme. Ksiv b'sarascham asher lo yisra panim, famous Gemara. That it says in the Torah that Hashem doesn't show favor to anybody. But at the same time, it says in Birkas Kohanim, "Uchsiv Yisashem Panav Elacha," that he should show favoritism. So which one is it? So Nitzbala Rabbi Yosi Kohen, he tried and he researched. I don't know what Nitzpa literally means, but here he's basically saying he looked into it. The Amar La, Emshalach Mashal, Lama Davardo, Amar La, Adam Shinosa Bechaver Amana, he gives his friend $100. No She Bechaver Amana, that he borrows, that he claims, he's claiming $100. The Kavalos Mambas Neamela, and he sets up a time for the, the repayment. Avinishbalo Bechai Hamela, and he swears that the king is going to pay it in time, the king. He gives an envelope for but then the kind comes and he doesn't pay it back. Paul Fayez Hamelach of Amar Lo, Elboni Macholach, Lechu Payez Es Chavercha. Meaning, he goes to the king and says, please, king, give me some more time. The king says, what are you asking me for? It's not about my honor, it's about your friend. Go and appease your friend. Achanami, Kan Bavero Shabin Adam Lamakom. When it comes to things between you and Hashem, so yeah, it's true. Hashem is not going to show favor in terms of, he is going to show favor, even if it's not necessarily the letter of the law. However, when it comes to Ba'avir Shemen al-Machavero, when it comes to things between you and man, so then how could Hashem come along and be yeast upon him for you? Hashem can't show favor on behalf of another person. The other person has to show favor to you. So that's what he says, that these two psukim are referring to different situations. Ashebar Rabbi Kiva v'limed, and so Rabbi Kiva king, and said, Kan kodem gzardin, v'kam acha gzardin. The pasuk that says, Yisra Hashem pana v'lecha, that Hashem is going to show favor, is before the decree has been set. And the other one, which says, I can no longer show favoritism to you, that's after the Gezar Din. This is also, says the Gemara, only referring to an individual, and therefore it's not a challenge to what we said before. And if you were to daven with a tzibor, you could still get rid of that Gezar Din and get that favoritism, despite the fact that the Gezar Din is already established. Right, the more famous Gemara about this phrase is the Gemara Brachos that we learned together a couple years ago, that Hashem says, how can I not show favoritism to them? I told them they have to bench for when they're satiated, and they decided to bench even when they're only going to eat a gazayas and a kibetza. Gazar din de yachid tenayi, and even the gazar din of a yachid, which we're saying cannot be uprooted once it's established, right? The individual's decree can't be undone, so that even that is a machlokas tenayi. The Tanakh of the Brisa says, "Hey, Rabbi Meir, Omer Shnayim Sha'alul Amitza, two people that went up. Went to Aluv Amitza, an interesting word, but they were sick. They fell. It really means that they fell to the bed. The Chol Yon Shava, and their sicknesses are the same. Similarly, two people that went to be Gardom. I don't know how to translate Gardom. Like the court. They went to the court to be judged.
Yeah.
Okay.
The tribunal.
Tribunal. Okay. Uh-huh. The din on Shave and their the justice would be the same for both of them. The yard was a low yard. One person will go down from the bed, meaning that they'll be better, and one of them will not go down, meaning they're going to die. Then Nita, one of them is going to be saved. Then Lo Nita, one's not going to be saved. Why is the case? What's the difference between the two? They're the same thing. One of them davened and it was accepted. One of them davened and it wasn't accepted. Okay, well, the one who davened the full tefila, here I have that means he had kavana. So then he was answered. If he didn't have a full tefillah, he didn't have proper kavanah, so then he wasn't answered. So that sounds like they both had the same gzar din, and one of them was able to undo it, even as a yachid. Rabbi Elazar Omar, kan kodem gzar din, kan la'ach gzar din. They're both the same situation, but one of them was able to get out of it because it was before the decree, and the other one that wasn't able to get out of it was not able to because it was after the decree. So they have machlokes. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Yafatak Alad Meikodim Gzardin Bein La'ach Gzardin. I guess this is in support of the first shita, whoever that is, the Tanakama that says that even after Gzardin you can rip it up. Meaning this would be against the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that we started this whole thing with, that says that tshuva can get rid of your Gzardin. No, it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said you could get rid of it also. Who was the one that originally said that only works with the four Gzardin? Can you remember who she said that was? It was just sort of like an assumption. But okay. Gzardin de Tzibor mi Mikra. And now we're going back to the distinction that we made on the Yidzayin on the days. Who's to say that the Tzibor can have their Gzardin ripped up? Right? Why would the Tzibor have that ability? The Ha Kasav Echad Omer Kab Si Meira'a Libeich. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says launder from, I don't know if it's literally,
wash your
evil from your heart, stuff like that. Uchsiv ki im techabsi ban neser v'sar v'ilach boris nichtam avonich lefanai. If you wash with a neser.
It's a chemical. I forget how the English word is very similar.
Okay. Nitrate. So if you wash with this net there, v'tar bilach borseis, and that's another type of
soap.
Okay. So then, nichtam avonich. Okay, lion soap. So then, nichtam avonich lefanai, that means nichtam with a chas. It's going to stay as a stain. Nichtam avonich lefanai is going to stay stained, meaning you couldn't help anything. So which one is it? Does it mean that you can wash it away? You can't wash it. So my lav, kan kodim gzardin, kan la'achar gzardin. Maybe this is before the gzardin, you can wash it away, or after the gzardin, you can't wash it away. So there's a low, e divide la'achar gzardin. Both of them are after the gzardin. Lokash kan v'gzardin sheishim oshuvua. One is gzardin that there was sort of like a real strong promise or guarantee or I don't exactly know how to translate this for Hashem, but Hashem basically says, you know, no parole, basically. You can't get out of it. But the next one, where it says that you can get out of it, so that's even after Gzardin, but without a shvuah. Hashem never made a shvuah. I don't know what that means, Hashem made a shvuah, but okay. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he could say you could rip up a Gzardin. I don't know why this is talking about a tzibur either.
It's very, the idea that God makes a shvuah is very, very puzzling.
Yeah, I don't know what I mean. But the point is that this we're talking about Yerushalayim. And I guess that's a tzibur, not just an individual. Okay, Kidir Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, Damar Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, Varmi La, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Minan Gzardin Sheishim Oshvuah She'enu Nefer. How do you know that a decree that has a Shvuah with it is not going to be destroyed or gotten rid of? Shenemar V'lachein Nishvati V'beis Eli Im Yiskaper Avon V'beis Eli B'zevach U'vimincha. I assume Hashem is saying this? On the earth, at least on behalf of Hashem. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli that if they did tshuva, it doesn't sound like a full sentence, but it's saying that even if they did tshuva,
the iniquity of Eli's house will not be purged with sacrifice, nor offering forever.
Right, so it's more like shelo yiskaper. I don't know. And it's not going to be forgiven regardless of what they do. Okay? He says the word nishbati. Hashem says that there's a certain, whatever that means, there's a representation even from Hashem's actions that can be sort of set in stone like that. Maybe karbanos is not going to work, but they could work with Torah. If they learned properly, committed themselves, they could be forgiven. Okay, I guess we're just filling in whatever we want here. Do you have any pesukim for this? I don't know. Let's keep reading. Rabba v'Abaye may the base Eli kasu. They were descendants of Eli. Really? Does that mean they're supposed to die young? Is that what it's going on?
Yes, they would. Except
Rabba da'asek v'torah chay arba yishanim. Rabba, who learned properly, who lived until he was 40. Abaye da'asek v'torah gnosan v'yishit yishanim. Yes, there's your proof. Abaye was his own proof that he was. What does that mean that Rabba didn't do chumias chasadim though? I don't know. Tana Rabbana and mishpacha achas.
I guess Rabba, you know, he's too busy with Torah studies to
be. It sounds someone in
Syria. That still kept him alive till 40.
Right.
Abaye, who did both, lived.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what it means, but yeah. Tana Rabbana mishpacha achas esav yishan shay meseha meseha. Mason Birne Shmona Esra Shana. There's this one family that they all died at 18.
How they kept going, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how. Right, they must have had children earlier.
They all married at 16.
Right. 16. Yeah. Vovo Dios Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Amar Lehem Shema Mishrachas Eli Atem. Maybe you're from Eli Dechtiv Bei Vachomar Bez Pezchi Yemutu Anashim. You're going to die once you get to the age of Anashim, I guess that's what it means. 18 here I have it, that 18 is the number that you become a man. Where is that from? Rashi and Sanhedrin. Marsha explains that until 18, you're considered like a child. You get to 18, since you're able to marry a woman at that time, which is what the Gemara and the Mishnah and Abba says, Ben Shimon Asher L'chupa. Okay, I guess so. The Gemara Kedushin says otherwise, but okay.
Well, the Torah seems to suggest 20 is really counts you.
You mean for Kari? That's when you really have the most strictest of consequences.
Yeah.
Right, that doesn't necessarily mean you can accomplish more. Yeah, I agree with that. Wow. They called him Rabbi Yochanan. They called the house of Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know. Interesting. They lived for longer. We don't exactly know who it was, but that's their elixir to learn Torah. Amar Shmuel Bar Aniya Mishmei Derav Minayin L'Gzaradin Shal Tzibor She'eno Nechtam. How do you know that a Gzaradin which is against the Tzibor, that's what it means, against the Tzibor is never sealed. Eino Nechtam V'Hakziv Nechtam Avonich L'Fanai. We just quoted a pasuk by Yerushalayim that it would be a stain. Ela Af Agav She'Nechtam Nikra She'Amar Hashem Lekinu B'Chol Kareinu Elav. Pasuk in the beginning of Devarim, right? Who is like the Jewish people that whenever we call out to Him, Hashem will be close to us. Doesn't it say that you should seek out Hashem when He's found, which implies that there are sometimes you can't reach out to Him, you can't, that He's not found. One is referring to an individual to whom there are some times where you can't find it. But Hacha, when it comes, when it says, when you can't find Hashem, when it says, whenever we call out to Him, that's the Tzibor, right? As you said before, Tzibor can always call out to Hashem. B'yachad, Emas, when as an individual, Amar Rabbi Abar, Amar Rabba Bar Avahu, Avuha, Eilu, Asari, Yabim, Shabin, Rosh Hashanah, V'yom, HaKippurim. Right? Dear Shem, Hashem, B'yimato, Hashem is most accessible during those 10 days, even as an individual. Okay. The Pasuk says, Vayihya ka'asaras hayamim vayigof Hashem es Naval. This is by Shmuel. Naval was when David ran away from Shaul, so David sent 10 of his people to Naval to get some food. And Naval said no, apparently. Hashem sort of smote. I don't know how to translate Vayigof. He punished him. Asar yamim maya vidatayu. Who cares about 10 days? Why did Hashem wait 10 days? Amar Yehuda Mashmuel, Amarav, Keneged Esther Legimos. It's referring to the 10 meals, Shenasa Navala Abde David, that he gave each one of those men a meal, which means that he earned himself 10 days of leeway until he was going to get punished. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rababar Avila, Elu Asara Yamish Minasan Yom Kippur. No, it wasn't because he was getting rewarded for the meals, it's because it was Yom Kippur. It was Asar Shmei Tshuva, and Hashem wanted to wait until that was over. Barosh Hashan Kobay Olam over in the front of Kivne Maron. Hashem watches every single person pass my Kivne Maron. What does it mean? Like a sheep? Acha Targimu Kivne Imrana. Like sheep. I guess Maron is not necessarily translatable until the Gemara says that. I don't know. Rishat Hashamar Kamalos. It's not literally sheep. It's referring rather until to the steps of Beis Meron. What are those?
The Moroni area, there was a road that's steep drop on both sides. The road itself is so narrow that two people could not walk side by side on it.
Okay, it just happens to be a staircase that everybody knows about.
There's a mountain.
Okay, I know Meron is called the mountain, and apparently there was a staircase on that mountain. So it's, I guess, unique about that mountain that it was like a unknown staircase that people would go up, and very dangerous, maybe.
Leads to the village of Moroni on the upper Galilee. Because it was mentioned previously, the Martin Rubin.
Yes, I believe I remember this. My uncle gave me a whole shtickle about this. Rashi Shadet Chatzar Ve'in Shkayim Yichol Melech Zeh B'Tzad Zeh Sha'emek Amok Mishnei Tzidei Tadar. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kechayalos Shel Beis David. That's like the legions, the soldiers of Beis David. When they would sort of count them on their way out to war. Amar Abba Barchana, Amar Abba Yochanan, V'kulan Niskarin B'skira Achas. Hashem sees all of them at once, even though we figuratively give this concept that if we're passing by one, Hashem sees everybody at once. Right? This is back to something David said a couple days ago. Hashem still sees everyone at once, but we're supposed to look at it as if we're being judged individually. Amar Abba Nachman, Amar Yitzchak, Afan Anami Tanina, we also learn, Hayos Yachli, Amar Abba Kamasayam, Pasuk and Tehillim, my kamar, ilem achi kamar, divranhu l'kuli alma. That he created the whole world, umyach l'bayhu kadadei, and he created every single person in a similar way. V'haka chazina d'lav hachiu. Hashem didn't create everybody in the same way. Alav hachi kamar yosli roa yachad liban. It can't mean that the pasuk means he created all of them with the same heart. Rather, it means he created all of their hearts at the same time, together. Well, maybe not call Sam, he understands each one of them differently. Okay. Oh, I don't have the next Gemara. That's a mistake. Is there another Gemara somewhere? I got it. Al Shisha Chadashim Hashbuchin Yotin on for 6 months. For 6 months, the people are sent out. At the beginning of each of them, the messengers go to tell them about Rosh Chodesh or the beginning of the year. At least we'll see exactly which month. Al Nisan v'Nei Pesach, they're sent out for Nisan for the sake of Pesach. Al Av v'Nei Tanis, for Av for Tisha B'Av. So we're skipping over Iyar and Sivan, because you just count the Omer. Once you have Pesach, you have the next 2 months, basically. But for Tisha B'Av, you have to know again. Al Elul Yimnei Rosh Hashanah, they go out at the beginning of Elul for the sake of Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Yimnei Takanos HaMoados, for Tishrei, for the sake of the holidays that are in Tishrei. I don't understand what that means. Maybe the Gemara will talk about it, because we just said that you're going out for Elul for the sake of Rosh Hashanah. So what does it mean? I guess for Rosh Hashanah, they sometimes would do 2 days or 1 day. We saw that Gemara earlier in Beitza. Interesting. All right, that's the first one that we saw, which was a little less. I guess Av is also rabbinic technically, but it's also very serious. And for Adar, for Purim. And when the Beit HaMikdash was still standing, they would go out in the ER to tell people about, I assume this means Pesach Sheni. Yeah. So the Gemara says, V'lifku nami at Tammuz v'teves. Why don't you also go out in Tammuz and Teves? The Amar of Chana Barbizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasidav. Yeah. So it says, Kari Lahu Tzom, the Kari Lahu Sasm Nasimcha. Meaning, this man, she is Shalom, when there's peace, you Sasm Nasimcha. In Shalom, then it's Tzom. Right? When there's good times, then it'll be, these days will be happy days. And when it's not good time, when it's not peaceful, so then there'll be fast days, meaning, that there are times in which there are fast days that you should have people aware that things are coming up, like you do for Av. You should also have Tammuz for Shivas for Tammuz and Teves, Asar B'Teves, which is referenced in the Pasuk. You should also have messengers sent out for those months to make sure people are keeping those days properly. Amrav Papa Hachi Kamar Bizman Shi Shalom Yulasas Mo Simcha. When there's peace, those days will become Yihyu in the future. Days of happiness and celebration. Yesh gezeras malchus, when there is some kind of decree, tzom, then it's going to be a fast. Ein gezeras malchus, v'ein shalom, if there's no decree and there's no peace, rasu misanin, rasu ein misanin. If they want to fast, it's nice. If they don't want to fast, they don't have to fast. And if they want to omit fasting, they do not fast, because they're not as stringent as Av. And therefore, we don't send out messengers. So Gemara says, "Ihachi Tisha B'Av Nami." Why don't you say the same thing about Tisha B'Av? But you sent out messengers for that. So the Gemara says, "Amar Papa Shani Tisha B'Av Ho'avu Huchvelu Botzaras." There's so many terrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av that it's more stringent. So Amar Rambam Tisha B'Av Charve Habayis Ubarishon Vashnia V'Nilkeda Beitar V'Nechrusha Ha'ir. On Tisha B'Av, not only was the first bias destroyed, the second bias was destroyed, and also Beitar was conquered, and also the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under. Okay, this article says it. Stop me if I misread something in this article. I feel like I'm going back and forth, and it's not clear. But, okay. So Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon, Braisa says, this is interesting, by the way, because Shiva Super Thomas has a whole list of things also that happened. I guess they're not as intense, you know, based on Megdash and all of Yerushalayim. But the Gemara Tanis talks about a bunch of things that happened then. Okay, Tanya, the Braisa says, Am Rabbi Shimon Arba Devarim Hayu Rabbi Yekiva Dorish. There are four things that he was Dorish. V'ein Ani Dorish Kemoso. But I don't say like him. What does he mean? Tzom Harviz Atisha B'Tammuz. The fast of the fourth of the month of Tammuz is referring to the ninth of Tammuz. Shebo Hufka Ha'ir, because that's the day Yerushalayim was breached. Shenam Bar Bechor Shavi B'Tish B'Cholet L'Chodesh V'Echza Karav Ba'ir L'Hoy Olechem La'am Ha'aretz V'Tibaka Ha'ir. It says explicitly in the fourth month, in the ninth of the month. So far we're still in, I assume, Rabbi Akiva's drushes. But my Karli Revi, why does it say that is called the fourth? Revi lachadashim, it's the fourth of the month. Tzom hachamishi zeh tisha b'av, the fifth month, or the fast of the fifth, is referring to tisha b'av. Shavonis shabbat elkein v'amai kar lechamish, chamish lachadashim, also fifth of the month. Tzom hashvi zeh shlosh b'tishrei, the third of tishrei. Shavon er gedal ben chikam, right, it's referring to Tzom Gedalia. Umi harago, who killed him? Yishmael ben Nisanya harago. Yishmael, the son of Netanya. Okay, l'lamen chashishkul misaf and shal tzadikim kashrev espes l'lokein, is to teach us that the destruction or the killing of the killer or the dying of righteous is like the loss of our Beis HaMikdash. V'amai kar l'shivi, shvi l'chadashim, tzom ha'asiri z'asar b'teves. That one actually works out. That was the day that the king of Bavel came to sort of put pressure on Yerushalayim. Here it says to besiege Yerushalayim. I don't know if that was the word Samach means to besiege. I don't know. Shnemar b'hidvar Hashem a lie b'ashan ha'tshiyas b'chodesh ha'athiri b'asor l'chodesh. I guess the ninth month, the ninth year is referring to the year of the king. Le'mor ben adam k'sav l'chaz shem ha'yom ha'es etzem ha'yom ha'zeh Samach melech Bavel El Yerushalayim, he besieged them, okay. The Maikar Le'asir, why it's called the tenth? Asir Lachadesh in the tenth month. Halo Ha'irah Ula Zelech Tov Lishon. There it should have said first. That's weird. It says here, the tenth of the day is first since it marks the first stage of the destruction. Lamanech of Khan. Why is it written here at the end of the Pasuk? Today Lahas Der Chadashim Kisi Kanan. I'm not 100% sure what the Havamin is that you would write the first here.
Put out here to keep it in the order of the calendar.
No, that makes sense.
Even though it's not chronological.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't know why where it would write the word for Rishon. That doesn't make sense to me. Vani Eini Omer Kane, but I, meaning Rabbi Shimon, don't hold like that. The 10th month, that's referring to the 5th of Teves, Shebo Bas Shmuel Agola Shehuksa Ha'ir. Because that was the day that the news came to Bavel, or anybody outside Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Shinem Arvi Vishte Astrea Shana Basir Bachamish Lachodesh, Lagalu Sinabayli Eli Hapalim Yerushalayim Lemar Huksa Ha'ir, right, describing that situation. On the 5th of the month, in the 10th month. Vasu Yom Shmuel Kiyom Srefa, and the day of hearing it is like the day of its actual burning, which is, there's a parallel to that in Hilchos Avelos. Venirin Dvarami Dvarav, and I think mine's correct. Shani Omer, Arishon Rishon Ve'alachron Achron, because that was the first of all of the times. Then Achron Achron. Vehu Omer Arishon Rishon Achron, Rav Al-Achron Rishon, right? Maybe Akiva switches around the chronology of the Pasuk in the way that it was ordered back in that Pasuk, wherever that Pasuk was. That Pasuk was in Zechariah. At Zechariah, the first one was, I'm not really sure, chronologically or based on the calendar. Avi Al-Achron Rishon, Elash Yumona L'Seder Chadashim, Rabbi Akiva's counting according to the month, regardless of when they happen in real history. Vani Mona L'Seder Peronios, and I'm counting them in court in terms of when they actually happened. Okay, we're going to have to stop there again. Basically at the same general area that we stopped yesterday. I guess we got through a daf. Hopefully we can make up some ground tomorrow.
The first,
both Amudim are a little skinnier, so hopefully.